Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be here with you, wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to our website and to the Mix XLR app. So if you are using the Mix XLR app, it's a bit of a mouthful. You can actually jump on there, you can comment, and you can actually chat to other listeners. The app is completely free to get, and we have links to it all on our live page website. Be sure, if you are using that app, be sure to let me know where you are listening from, because I always love finding out where the show is reaching out to and who is listening to it. My name is Cade Moyer, and I am your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, I have an open line ready for you. The number is 07-3040-3096, and you can call in and share your strange and unexplainable encounters. Now, since we are broadcasting on our own platform, we're able to open up the scope just a little bit when it comes to what we can talk about. So I've had a lot, and I mean a lot of requests for people who want to call in and talk about conspiracy theories and things that are, I guess, a little bit unaccessible on the more mainstream platforms. So you know, that means you can talk about the big C, you can share your your thoughts and things on that, any other type of conspiracy theories that you may have. But guys, the floor, the doors are open, they're blown off. as we say in the new intro, you know, there's no limits to what we can talk about now. So we're trying this new style of doing it, and we do have a fair few listeners jumping over, which is great. So you know, tell your friends that you do have to jump onto the website to listen to tonight's episode. You can't listen back to it, unfortunately, unless you're a Believe Plus member. You can join Believe Plus. Simply go to believepod.com/plus, and you can join for $5 a month, and you can use PayPal or a credit card, whatever you prefer. You can get on there and you'll get direct access to these episodes a couple of days after they air. But essentially, guys, you will see, when you jump onto the website, you will see basically a big play button on there from now on the live page, and that will give you direct access to this live stream that we're doing here. So hopefully you guys enjoy it, and it makes it just a little bit more accessible to people who potentially can't tune in, because a lot of the times it was only video. So this gives you an opportunity, if you're out and about, you can listen on your phone, on your app, and you know, get it streaming into your car or your truck or whatever you do. You know, I know a lot of people are working at these times, so hopefully this gives those people an opportunity to jump on board with the show. So time will tell. Time will tell. I know this is brand new, so let's give it a go. So if you are using the chat, jump on there. Let me know if you are enjoying the new format. But guys, tonight I have a couple of stories that I want to talk about in between time when we don't have callers, about some UFO stuff, because UFOs have been a really hot topic again. And I think we're just getting more and more news, more disclosure, more public releases about the ongoings within the US government, at least when it comes to UFOs, because we all bloody know that the Australian government's not really doing a whole lot when it comes to that. So where do we want to start? Because it's there's three kind of news stories that really piqued my interest this last couple of weeks since we've done our last live show. So I'm going to start with one about a congressman over in the US. So essentially, a congressman claims that the US government has reverse engineered alien tech from UFOs. So if you are an avid UFO follower, this is probably something that won't surprise you, especially if you go down the rabbit hole for like things like Bob Lazar and things like that. And that's a story that broke kind of back in 1986 from memory, where Bob Lazar came forward and said that he's been working on reverse engineering crashed alien spacecraft. And I believe at the time he said he was working, there was about nine of them, but he was working on, and I quote him, the sports model. So take it as you will, whether you believe Bob Lazar or not. I really do think that bloke's telling the truth. He's gained nothing but hell out of his experiences from coming forward, and I just don't. He's really had zero financial gain out of it, so I just don't understand if he was lying. Why would he do that? So anyway. According to one open conspiracy-minded congressman Republican, there's a chance that his employer is, at this very moment, reverse engineering alien technology salvaged from UFOs. In an eyebrow-raising interview with Newsweek, which has been printing misinformation for years now, Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett said that he thinks the US government has recovered a craft at some point and possible beings, alluding to a number of high-altitude balloons that were shot down last month. And unless you've been living under a rock, the balloon situation is quite an odd one. They could not find any traces of these balloons/crafts that were shot down. Personally, I think they were balloons. If you think there was something else, let me know. But personally, I think they were just balloons. And the fact that this is an issue now, I think, has left a lot of egg on the US government's face, considering that who knows how long these balloons have been flying over their country. And the fact that they tweaked a couple of radar filters and these things just started popping up all over the place, man, there's a lot of questions that need to be asked. And I think some very, very difficult answers to come out from that. So back to this here. So I think that a lot of that's being reverse engineered right now, Burchett said, but we don't understand it. The twice re-elected member of the House of Representatives also predicted the uptick in UFO sightings going forward, though he didn't expound on the statement. And you know what? It doesn't really... that's not going to surprise me. I can only see UFOs becoming a more hot topic as we move forward. You know, I think 2023 is going to be a very, very interesting year when it comes to UFOs, when it comes to evidence getting released. We're in for a wild ride. And I think it's going to be great. Let me know what you guys think. If you are using the chat module, I see we've got a couple of people in there. So, yeah, let me know what you think. In fact, Burchett didn't offer up much in terms of evidence to back up his claims. Meanwhile, in light of recent sightings and subsequent takedowns, the White House message has been clear. I don't think the American people need to worry about aliens, White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters during a briefing last month. Well, I think that's pretty obvious. They're going to come forward and say something like that. I don't know if we're at that level of disclosure. Obviously, we're quite away from it, but it does kind of show that at least there's government officials in Congress who are showing genuine interest and almost don't, by the sounds of this, alluding to the fact that they essentially do not believe what the government is telling them. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.